And the page 200, the law of dependent origination, by teacher Samuppada. You look at the chart up there. These are the 12 links of the teacher Samuppada. How you function as a human being, how your mundane mind, your brain activity develop all this movement. So first is avijja. Avijja is ignorant. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of the truth or realities of life and existence. That is, you lack right view with regards to law of karma, the Four Noble Truths, and the law of cause and effect or dependent origination. One major aspect of ignorance is self-delusion, sakkariti. This is the sole conflict that conditions our grasping, holding on to all the creation of the mind as real, and trying to own and possess them. So this is what I told you just now, the most dangerous delusion, self-delusion. Because you believe you exist, that personality, that ego, is the sole culprit that conditions you to grasp and cling because of your craving, your selfishness, your emotional negativity, and ignorance or delusion. So when you do that, you develop suffering, affliction. So this self-delusion that condition you to grasp and cling on to all the creation of the mind. You know what is creation of mind? Everything you come to perceive through your senses as real, all the external form, the phenomenal world, or environment, nature, everything. And trying to own or possess them or push away. Upon understanding clearly via meditation that there is no I and me or atta within, this fine agreed upon my mind of ours, like I explained just now, then there is no more wrong view or self-delusion to grasp and to cling onto the phenomenal world of consciousness created by mind. With this wisdom, the former and mind can be free of all suffering. So now you understand. Because the phenomenal world of consciousness created by mind can be very deceiving. So without this sakkariti, then you will know everything is dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomenon, not a permanent unchanging entity, where you can grasp onto, cling onto, hold onto, and say, this is me, this is I, and therefore all this can be mine. See it, understand it, awaken to it, while in the meditative state. Then when you start to be mindful, your stability of mindfulness more and more stable, then you start to see the movement. Then you realize everything like I explained, how the consciousness arise, how the seeing arise. There is no one behind. There is no thinker behind the thought, like I explained. Because through spacious awareness, when you focus on something to perceive it, to give meaning, what happens is spacious awareness, you shrink. Then that focusing become a small space. Then through memory, you recall. Then you name it. The perception is the naming. If you don't know that thing, you cannot name. So the moment you name, it becomes perception. Then you start to discriminate through your sankhara activity based on your views, opinion, and conditioning. Yeah, you don't have yoniso manasika, you don't have wisdom at the moment of sense experience. So you can't understand what is going on. So the habitual tendency, the reactive mind, they continue to create discrimination. So that becomes the content of consciousness that goes in. And this content of consciousness and mental intention based on your sakayadity, self-delusion. That's why the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, they manifest. So when they manifest, you ask yourself, is there a thinker? No. Why? Because you have memories. That's why you go to the memory, and from there, through memory, you retrieve and you cognize that thing or you perceive that thing. So all this is how thought arises through respond to those memory. If you don't have those memory, you cannot cognize what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So cognition, perception, trigger of the content of consciousness. That's why sanya, sankara sanya. So when you start to see all this, you realize there is no thinker behind the thought. The thought come out of the memory to respond to memory. So this understanding is very important. Thought equals respond to memory. So when you understand this, you will know there is no thinker behind the thought. Like the baby, newborn, no memory, no thought. Can follow, yeah? So when you realize that everything is natural, like the physics experiment, the battery, the bulb, and the switch, upon contact, it light up. Means the lighting up is like you become conscious. Conscious of that seeing consciousness. So the Buddha said in the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. No one to see. That's why there is no observer to see. No permanent unchanging entity to see. It's just that thing naturally light up. That consciousness lights up. But because of your sankara sanya, you start to perceive and think, create more and more sakayadity through discriminative movement. So that discriminative mind is your mundane mind that doesn't have the right view, that create division, that create duality, that create the concept or the idea of a self existing, others existing. The phenomenal world of consciousness is real. That's why you take the unreal to be the real. You cannot see the creation process, how you create. From the pure awareness, through the mundane mind, mundane consciousness, you create the phenomenal world. And what is the phenomenal world? All of your seeing consciousness is the phenomenal world. All of your hearing consciousness is the phenomenal world. That's why everything you come to perceive through your senses arises ready. Your mind is the forerunner of all things. That's why it's the greatest magician, it's the greatest creator. So magician is also called an illusionist. Whatever you see, like magic, is an illusion. There is no such thing as real magic. Everything is the magician's way of creating illusion, like real. But when you go into that study, then you will know these are all the tricks. Now in the social media, there are some videos they show to you how the trick is done. It's nothing. It's just their understanding of how to create delusion in you. Illusion in you, sorry. So now you understand. You are the greatest magician in the world. True or not? You open your eye. Everything exists already. Whatever within your field of vision. Where is Scotland? Never mind. Wait till he comes back. So later. I saw him looking out of the window. Just why they go and open the window? Because the breeze, a lot of very cooling breeze, very nice breeze. Today, the weather very good. After the 7, go back, the weather very good. The breeze, everything.
Yeah, all time.
No problem. I just stating a fact. So what happened is, there are causes and conditions for things to happen. The cowboy must have been caught with something interesting. And he was contemplating, he was looking out the window. Then I can feel the breeze. When I walk out the room, I can feel the whole nature. And at the back, the breeze, very nice. The weather, very nice. Oh. So normally, retreat when we come, even rain like mad, when we arrive, the whole thing, beautiful. So nature is nature. So when we are mindful, we are aware, every moment of sense experience is creation. Understand? You open your eye, all exists, arise, real. Now you understand why the Buddha say, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chi. When mind arise, all things arise. You understand? Through your senses. That's why, how do you know the world? Through your senses, understand? That's why the sixth sense door is very important. Then how do you interact with the world? Communicate with people. It's also through your senses, understand? The form and mind. So this is what the existential mundane world's activity is all about. This is what we call life, existence. And because of the sixth sense door, we can have this existence. Everything you come to perceive, everything you come to know, is always, thank you, is always nature's phenomena. Understand? So they become like real if you cannot understand. Because without awareness, you don't see the stages of creation. How from pure awareness, with the senses upon contact, it trigger off those consciousness, the seeing consciousness. Then how you function as a human being, from the brain, you input the content of consciousness. The content comes from your accumulated memories, views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, tradition, everything. So this one is always deluded before you have the Dhamma understanding, before you become enlightened. So acting according to memory is acting with all the rubbish like what we went through earlier. So see, then when you understand, then you realize everything is just like that, an illusion. Because it's all consciousness, held by the mind, the mundane mind. Without this mundane mind, all this don't exist. Without the conditioning memory, you cannot know what they are, you cannot understand what they are, you can't even perceive what they are, like the baby. Understand? So all these are the understanding you develop through mindfulness to see all this creation process, how you function as a human being. Then you start to understand, who are you, what are you. Then you penetrate the Buddha's word and teaching. Yeah, this fire of form and mind, a human being, this segmented form and mind, where you go and do, it's not me. But I saw the movement is all nature's condition, dependent originating. Because of the condition we did, then the consciousness trapped inside, then the sense data and the sense organ, then upon contact, become all this arrive. That's why we are taught the 18 sense drive. Mindfulness of the 6 internal sense bases and 6 external sense bases that trigger of the final 6 external consciousness, their respective consciousness. So sense bases, sense data plus the consciousness, 6 plus 6 plus 6 become 18 sense drive. That's how you function as a human being. That's how you manifest. Understand? That's how you know the world. That's how you interact with the world. That's how the human being become eliminated. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity, a being inside. No. But beyond this Form a mind, the five aggregate, you meditate, silence your mind, and when the mundane mind cease, you will realize there's a nature within, connected to this form and mind. But to penetrate that one deep enough, you need to locate the gateway within your heart area, so that that movement, the force support thrust, can allow all the external yin yang energy to melt through the gateway to transform you internally, so that your internal senses, your internal what they call chakras and nadis, they like activated because of the pure energy. Then because of that, your consciousness also transforms, because the awareness is a very different type of energy. It's pure, no thought, no division, no concept, no idea, nothing. It's just that pure energy. Then that pure awareness. So pristine, so beautiful. Then when that vibration becomes very fine, your direct seeing also transforms. Then finally, when the vibration becomes so fine, your mundane mind, which is very gross, cannot stay there, understand? It will collapse. It's just like you put something very fine vibration. Then all the gross on cannot stay there. You need that fine vibration to be part of it. That's why without awareness, you cannot see things that the mundane mind fail to see. Mundane mind can only see what is within the gross vibration and as through the senses. So mundane mind can see form, external form, everything that the mundane mind creates, where it has higher intelligence or understanding than this external form. That's why in the Surangama Sutta is mentioned. Consciousness created the continent and the world. Remember? And that world, that knower become the traveler in space of time. And that is your sakayati, anasana. That is your ego moving around. Through what? Karma, karmic process. So earlier on, we went through the Surangama Sutta that explained the arising of human being, the first thought of ignorance. It can only be understood by a Sammasambuddha. That's why the Surangama Sutta have the explanation. But without the cultivation, you cannot understand. That's why the Buddha stopped a lot of monks at that time to try to speculate. He said, there is no way you can understand. So he used the word inconceivable. It's the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that stir and lead to all the birth and death, the arising of form and mind that move in samsara. And it started with only a single thought of ignorance. That's why Master Xuan Hua always talk about 意念之间, 佛众生相差意念之间. Means he said the Buddha and living being, they only differ by one thought. Because the Buddha has gone through the whole thing, has written. So the first thought of ignorance that condition all this and make you the living being, that thought the Buddha has transcended. He has gone beyond. That's why you only differ by one thought. But because of that one thought, you become deluded and you get lost. Traveler in space and time, you forgot your origin. You think everything you take birth, perceive through the senses, is what the world is all about. You forgot there is another nature within, which is beyond all this. So this is what the Dhamma is all about. Yeah? Can I understand? So thought is respond to memory, then you will see the dependent originating condition arising. There is no being inside there or nowhere to create thought. Understand? There is no thinker too. That's why I say there is no knower. There is a knowing element. Understand? It's aware. But haven't come out with a word yet. That nature is aware. That's why if you read certain, especially Thai tradition, They will tell you, stay with the knower. Actually, they use the wrong word. It's not the knower. Stay with the awareness nature. It's not a being. There is no one to know. You just become conscious, aware. Then the whole process, Paticchasamuppada, it's not linear like what is put in the chart and the teaching. It's multidimensional. And it involves the brain, the senses, the activity. So the real thing is within our form and mind, we see it with the mindfulness. Not on a piece of paper and scripture, understand? That's why the word never describes the real thing. The real thing is beyond the word. Like you say the tree. That word tree is not that actual tree, understand? The actual tree got no word, it's that thing. See things as they are that one. But through language, you divide. English speaking, tree. Chinese speaking, su. Then Malay, po. All these are the words that people create. So word, which is 文字, understand? Points toward that thing, understand? But it's not that thing, understand? Like the finger pointing at the moon. The finger is like a pointer that points at the moon. Now, that one is the moon, understand? But if you want to realize the moon, you must look beyond the finger, isn't it? Otherwise, how can you realize the moon? So likewise, the sutra, the Tipitaka, also point towards the truth, the Dhamma that you're supposed to realize. But don't go and deludedly think that the Tipitaka is the Dhamma. Yeah, it points towards. So to realize that Dhamma, you must go beyond what the sutra say. You must develop the awareness nature to go in and realize it. Yeah, these are living Dhamma, not theory. Can you follow? So this understanding is very important. Okay, Maya, you read on page 200, last paragraph.
Because of this ignorant or wrong view, living beings think a lot, and thinking arises because they don't understand what is going on in life. So wanting to know and wanting to understand life, the living beings create more thinking or sankhara, hence becoming more heedless. As mind is also an organ of thoughts, so this thinking creates contact to trigger off mental consciousness or vinana. Then within this vinana, there is the mental form that enters the mind via perception or sanya. Hence arise the five mental aggregates of form and mind or nama rupa. Please read the blue book, Dharma Discussion, the transcript on the law of dependent origination dated May 2008, based on a direct transcript from a recorded talk as given by me on 8 September 2005, for a more detailed explanation of all the other links.
Yeah, so I believe most of you have read that book. Eh? So now you read again, different. You will understand it differently. Everything is the same. What I wrote never changed. But with this understanding now, you go and read. Your understanding becomes different again. Okay? So what we need to do is to go through that chart, that chart up there. So just now I explained until nama rupa. Yeah. So the actual paticchasamuppada is moment to moment, not like what is mentioned in the what they call commentaries or the later explanation by traditionally accepted commentaries. That paticchasamuppada taught by the Buddha is over three lifespans. The reason why they do that is because they cannot otherwise explain paticchasamuppada in its true sense, which is within the moment, within the instant. If it's over three lifetime or three lifespan, why did they ever put a teacher or knowledge maybe, understand, like science? It's not applicable to life. But if every moment, every instant, multidimensional, then it's applicable to science. So this is why it becomes what it is, and people cannot, after that, cannot penetrate the teaching. But what is given, the commentary, is not what it is. Understand? So now, I will use the old version, which the commentary say, to explain first before I come to the actual one, which is laid out in the chart. Okay? So, avijja paccaya sankhara, because of ignorance, not understanding the truth, the nature's law that governs life and existence, the Four Noble Truths, the Three Right Views, etc. Then what I use is one thing to know, one thing to experience. You think, that's all. Where you cannot understand in school what the teacher tell you, go back and think about it. So you think. Thinking is what? Creating contact with the brain. Because for thought to arise, you need to go to the brain. Then only thought arises through respond to memory. That's why you check the memory. Check the memory. So the thinking is all about memory. So when you go to the brain and think, means you make contact. And that brain is an organ. That's why upon contact, avijja paccaya sankhara. Sankhara make contact with the brain, then it trigger consciousness. Understand? Vijnana. So the third link is vijnana. But they cannot see this in the meditation. They cannot understand this. They don't know the brain is also an organ. But they didn't see it happening. So by logic, the easiest way to teach is, they say sankhara is karmic volition. You know what is karmic volition? That last thought moment where there is karmic implication, that karmic volition will lead to rebirth consciousness. What is all this? Then the rebirth consciousness, the number three becomes rebirth consciousness, not thought consciousness. Rebirth consciousness. Then he said, dependent on the rebirth consciousness, the first aspect of the form and mind, Namarupa, is born. Then because of the human being, first aspect, you have your salayatana, sense basis. Then the whole Patijasamupada become very easy to explain. Very logical, they thought correctly. But the question is, three periods of time. So he said, avijja is ignorant from past life. Okay? Then the last thought created the rebirth consciousness. Then next life, understand not? Then after the next life, he said, you through the senses, then you go through becoming, then you born again. Future life. This is how they explain. But use your common sense, understand not? If that is the teaching that the Buddha teach, is it useful for you to learn? To me, the moment I read it, I know something wrong. That time I didn't really have the full understanding. But I knew not this way. Then later on, through my awareness-based meditation, I realized this is how it goes. Then later on, I went to Thailand. My teacher, Ajahn Chah's teacher, which is Ajahn Buddhadasa, from Swamok. Swamok is Garden of Liberation in Surat Thani, Southern Thailand. I went there a few times with my family. Then I heard him speak. Then after that, I got interested. Then I found his book. He also wrote one book on this Patijasamupada. He also don't agree with the three period of time. But he explained it in a slightly different way. But one thing good about him is he realized this one is moment to moment, every moment. That's why I was at least full of joy that somebody among my teacher's teacher have this understanding and share. So this is how he actually see and understand. That's why he dared to say it out. Then later on, I also came to understand that Paticca Sammuppada can be explained as within the moment, every instant. So now we go back to what I have explained. Eh? Because they don't understand what is going on in life. So one thing to know and one thing to understand life, the living being create more and more thinking, more and more sankhara, and become more heedless. That's why you think a lot. Understand now? Every time you have a problem, you go and think. Every time you have a situation, you go and think. Then after that, you try to come up with solution. You analyze. You reason. Yeah? Then you try to develop the understanding. But this is all thought-based. You can't. So what happens is you become more heedless. Then as mind is also one of the organ of thought. So this thinking creates contact with the brain to trigger mental consciousness. So the third link is mental consciousness. Every moment, every instant it arises. So this mental consciousness, which is in vijnanam, then within this vijnanam, there is this mental form through perception, external form you bring into mind. So together, they form the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind, which is namaru, which is the thought. It's not a human being, first aspect. So because of that, this namaru, according to the Buddha, there must be causes and conditions for it to arise. So dependent on this thought, there must be sense spaces, salayatana, is it? And because there are sense bases, how did it arise? It arise through contact. That's why the arrow point to the other side, contact. So upon contact, he straight away say feeling arises. Because that is the link he want to teach. But in actual fact, we know the first two links also avijja paccaya sangha. There is also contact there, understand not? That's why ignorant contact. So that's why from avijja, I pull the arrow down to number seven. So this feeling, because of avijja, it will be conditioned into craving, tanha. So, patsat paccaya vedana is upon contact feeling arise, but because of avijja, ignorant contact, straight away it creates craving. That's why without wisdom, you need so manasikara. You cannot cut a feeling. Then tanha paccaya upadana, which is upadana. And this is grasping. Then after that, you become that thing, becoming. Then after that, you congress to develop birth. Then it arises the whole mess of suffering, jara, marana, etc. So this is how the paticca sammuppada actually functions. Then why I say multidimensional? Because sometimes it don't go through the whole thing. Within some of the link, upon contact, before it even arrives, another stronger sense data, like very loud noise or what, then it will take over. Understand? It's just like you were thinking. Understand? You were thinking. While you are thinking, somebody call you. You didn't hear. You continue to think. Then he come, hey, he hit you. Then suddenly the thinking stop. Then you turn to him. What is going on? Anything? Do you like shock? So this paticca sammuppada can actually truncate, then go to the air. Then sometimes while you see in daydreaming, then suddenly a very loud noise, thunder or what. Then suddenly your consciousness go there. Or sometimes the sense, like very fragrant food or very sponge, very strong foul smell. When it hit your senses, your smell, straight away, that one stronger, understand? Not? It got more power to lure you. You straight away go there, understand? Not? So your other senses are not active really. Then when you eat also, that taste become Like the main one, predominant one. Predominant, thank you. Become predominant. Because you are tasting, you are eating, understand? Then you, while you are eating, let's say the breeze, now called Lun Pei. Just now I saw you contemplating at the window there. You feel the breeze. Oh, nice, huh? Yeah, very good, huh? Yeah, the nature is so beautiful. Sunny, but the breeze, cooling. And this is what nature is. Understand? Huh? Yeah, just some before that, what was I to say? Predominant. Predominant. So that thing will take over, understand? Huh? Then you realize you are just like a robot, understand? Huh? This sensor, that sensor, the sixth sensor, keep on moving around. That's why I say, without mindfulness, you cannot cope with life. Why? When you go into life, when you become awake, not the awakening to enlightenment, when you wake up, you become conscious, you start your day. You know, when you are living life, your six senses are all active, understand? Not? Active means they are constantly triggering of consciousness. The moment consciousness arrives, you input content, your discriminating mind will move. Then after that, another sense will take over. Again, you do the same thing. That's how you become habitual tendency, through delusion, through hedonism. You become so mechanical. You totally without awareness. That's why without awareness, how can you cope? How can you understand what is going on? How can you understand who are you, what are you, and how you function as a living being? How come you become like that? If you cannot understand the totality of karmic conditioning, all these things, and your habitual tendency, your memory, you cannot understand how you function as a human. You cannot even understand who you are, what you are. But through self-knowledge, when you understand who you are, what you are, you understand others, understand not? How they are called. That's why they are just the way they are, deluded, heedless, without the Dhamma. They will behave like that, understand not? So all this is what Dhamma is all about. Okay? So this way of explaining Paticca Samuppada, you can investigate on it and find out yourself. But this is the real one, spontaneous one, moment to moment. Okay? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, part three.
Matthew.
Yes.
Envy here.
Okay, Envy.
Good morning, Matthew, Mr. Steele, and all calamitas.
Yeah. Morning.
Can I add in a little bit of my present understanding on this Shaolings? Is it clear over there?
Clear,
very clear. Yeah, can hear you.
Because Ratio said this Shaolings is multi level, multi
dimensional.
Dimensional.
Okay.
Yes.
Multi-dimensional.
I have this understanding that it's not only multi-dimensional. It is also crisscrossing between avijja link and the vijja link.
Yeah, that is what I meant by multi-dimensional. It's not linear,
okay.
Not one-way traffic. Understand? During contact, it can also be ignorant contact. That's why 1 to 7. Understand?
Yes.
That's why it's crisscrossing. You are right. Because Sankara Sanya, actually Avijja Paccaya Sangha, can keep on happening. Then every moment also consciousness. Then your content go in that Namaru. Understand? So you are correct. Crisscrossing, but I call it multidimensional. The movement is all over. Very good. Sadhu.
Yeah, because Bratio always stress. At the moment of consciousness is pure consciousness, pure vijnana.
Yes.
Okay, so even though we have avijja in the beginning, so we tend to think because we wanting to know, so we think. Okay, the sankhara can be ignorant thinking of our proliferation. So but if there is a ever mindful or heedfulness, appamada, like the most important thing in this cultivation is the ever mindful or mindfulness or heedfulness, we can stop short we can stop short at the contact, whether it's contact at Sankara, whether
Correct.
It's contact of Vinyana, whether
Correct.
it's a contact at Nama Rupa, the second aspect,
Yes.
or even Salayatana, until contact feeling,
Correct.
even at
Correct.
Tanha, even at Upadana, grasping,
Yes.
if we can stop
Yes.
short with
In
the
fact,
heedfulness to stop at the
correct.
contact point,
In fact,
all the avijja will be overcome. If we don't continue proliferate, then there's no more
correct, correct,
suffering.
correct. Sadhu, sadhu.
So in between the avijja link, there
Yes.
can be vijja coming in to help us by
Ah,
having
that is the one I've been
heedfulness,
teaching.
ever mindfulness.
That's why I've been teaching you all. Remember, Amy, when you no longer have avijja, when you have awakened, so this link, the first link, become vijja. Vijja means no need to think. That's why the enlightened one seldom think, hardly think. So avijja paccayasankara become like attenuated or hardly there. They only think when they need to think, which is to live life. Understand or not? That's why this vijja, it become wisdom. Wisdom create pure thinking, pure feeling, pure sankara, pure perception. Everything is pure. We have no more delusion. Understand or not? Then upon contact, you can be at that moment. I always tell you all, when you have mindfulness, you can be at the moment of contact. It won't move. Then you release it. The other concomitant, like feeling, is also there. But feeling, you can be there too. You attach to it. Then it can be pure feeling. It doesn't become craving one. It cannot move one. So it will stop there, pure feeling. But there is no craving. No more delusion to draw you, to delude you, to like influence you or afflict you. So that link cannot move. That's why you become like, you understand, yoniso manasikara spontaneously upon contact during the sense experience. That spontaneous manifestation of yoniso manasikara is faster than the input of content or consciousness. You understand? Huh? Before the content can go in, that wisdom that prompt you to yoniso manasikara already clear your delusion. That's why you cannot move. The content cannot go in. So what happened is that vijnana will have pure content. Pure content means what? You still got the five aggregate. Understand? Huh? So there is no more avijja. No more greed, hatred, and delusion. That's why it's right thought, wholesome thought. The content of consciousness is full of virtue, full of wisdom, love, compassion, all these things. That's why heedful living with wisdom and heedless living is world apart. And with the first two links, when no more avijja, you seldom think. Most of the time you are aware. You only think when you need to live life. Careful. Thank you, Amy. You create that condition for me to further explain.
Yeah, because as long as we have the ever mindfulness, there's the appamada, we can stop short at any link and not only the first two links.
Yes,
even
yes.
a healing or birth link, or even a suffering state. The all the mess of whole suffering arise at the suffering state. If we can stop short at that particular dukkha, we still have hope. We still have hope to come out of it.
What you are trying to say is before that being awakened, understand not? But he has basic dhamma. So when you are ever mindful initially before the yoniso manasikara prompt you. Maybe the link will move, but it is like attenuated, weakened a lot already. Why? Before it become the whole mess of suffering, like jara, marana, all those things, even sorrow, lamentation, grief, all that, before even that one hit you, you already knew the Four Noble Truths. You have awakened. These are reality of life and existence. Common reality to all beings, not only to me. So you will know how to accept because you know the cause of suffering is sakkayadity. Understand now? Self-delusion. That's why I say that is the most dangerous delusion on the whiteboard. So sakkayadity is the one that created all this movement. So when you understand that home as a suffering, the first noble truth reality and the second noble truth cause of arising of suffering, you straight away know how to manage your life already. You know the cause. You know what suffering is. Then you won't get yourself deluded either. So this is why MB say you can still come out of it. But the moment you understand the third noble truth, what happened? Suffering need not be. Cessation of form and mind to realize Nirvana is possible. Then all this movement stop already. Yeah. The pure aggregate take over. The paticca samuppada with the pure aggregate is without tangha, upadana, bhava, jati, none of all this. Yeah. Then of course jara marana and all those things also don't arise. So the link is always vijja, paccaya, pure thinking, pure consciousness, pure content in the namarupa, the right thought, the virtuous thought, and all those things. Then after that, the sense basis is still normal, understand? It still functions. That's why I can still be conscious. The 18 sense lines still arise, but the only difference is within the mundane mind has collapsed. The supramundane mind take over, and this paticca samuppada is born of the supramundane mind. That's why in the Abhidhamma, you remember not, there is a type of consciousness they call supramundane consciousness. Maybe you know, huh?
Yeah, the mentioned
supramundane
before, like the
consciousness.
Yeah.
Yes. Supramundane citta.
Yes.
So because of that, when you already liberate your mind, enlightened with the pure awareness and the wisdom, then this paticca samuppada become pure paticca samuppada. And the link after vedana, the craving, all those things all cannot arise because of that wisdom. But before, yes, when you are ever mindful, like we say, you can see, but you haven't had the stability of yoniso manasikara, then this link can move. That's why sometimes you can still have the habitual tendency to stir you. But you cannot root out habitual tendency immediately. But immediately it will prompt you, this is suffering, this is delusion, understand now? This is attachment, this is grasping, this is wrong view. So straight away you will know that you can come out of it, like Amy said, you can come out of it. But you need stability of wisdom to be completely free from it. That's why after you become Arahant and beyond, all this craving, grasping, becoming, birth, cease. Even the next future birth also cannot take place. How can it happen after that? Understand now? There's no more avijja. Every moment, every instant, at the time of death, no more rebirth consciousness, because that avijja no more. That vijja stop the transmigration or the rebirth consciousness. So this is how it happened. So we should thank him here. Swadhu, swadhu, swadhu.
Another point I would like to raise is Brother Teo always say, and then Brother Sian also understand about it. In the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. Okay, so it's the same, apply to all the other six sense basis of consciousness.
Yeah.
If we understand all these respective consciousness is only the consciousness.
That
means
the like
pure the
experiment naturally arise on dependent on
because our sense organs are normal.
So, naturally in the physical body.
Yes. So if we can have this ever mindfulness. Or Brother Teo said it's a heedfulness. It will help us to stop short at the consciousness. That's why Definitely. In the respective consciousness, there is only the respective consciousness arising.
Yes,
nobody
yes.
or nothing to be aware
yeah.
or conscious of.
No one to
Everything
see,
is,
no one to hear, yeah. no one to smell, no one to taste, no one to become that tactile sensation. There is no being behind. Even the thought is respond to memory, like I explained just now. That's why you see everything is dependent originating, naturally arising, passing away. Then due to avijja, the unenlightened one, input the wrong content on it, the whole thing become a mess. Understand? But if you don't input the wrong content through avijja, through memory, the whole thing becomes so beautiful. That is Pativeda, the third phase of living, the live or enlightened being. Then your paticca-samuppada are different. It becomes everything pure, pure, pure. So the six sense door, all same. The seeing, the hearing, the smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness. In the thinking, there is only the thought consciousness. No one to think. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. No one to see. So there is no subject behind the seeing. Because that light bulb naturally light up. Then because you have a mundane mind, this mundane mind take over for those who didn't cultivate mindfulness and awareness. So they don't have that instrument to develop the wisdom, the yoniso manasika, which is connected to the five ingredients. So because of that, it cannot prompt them. So the only tool they have, instrument, is the mundane mind. And they act through memory. That's why views, opinion, belief system, tradition, whatever that you hold on to your memory, your fear, your phobia, your insecurity, your scars of memory, whatever, all these are delusion, rubbish. So you act according to that, you are acting according to your fear, your anxiety, your insecurity, your selfishness, your delusion, your greed, born of your sakayadity. So all this, you will see them. Then you awaken it. That's why you will straighten your view to see things as they are. Then you no longer grasp and cling. Then all this movement cannot happen. And Ingbi is right. That's why I say just now, without mindfulness, stability, you cannot cope with life. You cannot cope with life. Understand that? To cope with life, because the senses move so fast, because the mind moves so fast, I told you, the senses are fully engaged. Without mindfulness, you cannot see, you cannot understand what is going on. That's why you continue with your heedless thinking, heedless reacting, stirring of mind, entanglement, affliction. This is what the mundane mind that has sakayaditi, ignorant, will do. So this is how mindfulness can allow you to have that ability to be aware of all these movements. Then you start to understand. Then you start to develop the understanding to straighten your view, to accept the world as the world. People are just the way they are. Then there is no thinker behind the thought. All you know, because the mindfulness will see that every moment of perception, you go to the brain. To try to perceive it. But you have to retrieve through memory. Otherwise, the perception cannot go in. Then the discriminating mind's movement, the activity, you can see your mindfulness. And then you trace the origin. That is how sakayaditi create that stirring. You become angry, fearful, unhappy. All the envy, jealousy, insecurity, sorrow, all come through sakayaditi, self-delusion, the wrong view. And then you understand. That's why I give you all a summary. Easy to understand, easy to cultivate. Instead of learning what is right thought, understand what is wrong thought. Thought that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your selfishness, your emotional negativity. These are all wrong thought. Understand? Then whenever you are not peaceful and unhappy, the evil roots are there. You know, I saw what is wrong thought. So these are all your unhappy mind states. Fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, selfishness, emotional, all these are your ill roots. That's why whenever you are unhappy and not peaceful, the wrong thought is there, the evil roots are there. So through this, it helps you to check. And especially if you are mindful and aware, the slightest unhappiness, you will know what. You detect it already. Yeah. Then you will know how to relax, then contemplate the Dhamma, then let things be. And the sound, we have no reality. Think also like that, don't think also like that. The more you think you are deluded, you entangle more and you become more miserable. Understand? Huh? So all this understanding will awaken you. Understand? It's not true knowledge. Knowledge cannot free you. Be mindful that you see that it's not something you hear from others. No? It's something you saw inside your own form and mind. No? It's just like people tell you, hey, your good friend is actually not your friend. No? You shouldn't believe him. He has been with me so long, I know him well. You know who is a good friend? Your thought, understand? The thought that every time tell you, if the guy, you be careful, no? He last time cheat you. Then you always believe that thought, no? Yeah, I better take precaution. So to you, is your thought is your good friend. Every time, protect you, but in a negative way. Understand? Then you go and tell you, hey, if you don't have the wisdom, don't use thought. He said, the hell with you. Yeah, don't use thought, how to live life. And my thought is very important. No? It let me reason, no? Let me analyze things, no? Let me understand things. No? Of course, there are some basis behind that. Technological thing, yeah, you use thought. But psychological thing, emotional thing, you use thought, you should die. And because you tell him, he sure won't believe it. But when that guy on his own see how suffering afflict him, then he decide to give it a try, then he develop the mind, then he see, then no need to talk to him already. He will know all this. Then he will tell other people, hey, you better be careful. Understand? Like a lot of Kayamita, after they understand, even Song started, he tell all the other Kayamitas, yeah, you just follow exactly what Brother Dio say. Don't go and get you, get yam, get tauhu. Forget about it. Where you keep over, you think, oh, Brother Dio must mean like that. Can't you just read the instruction and don't use your conditioning from your other type of meditation or what people taught you, the memory and the knowledge? Then you will progress. Like Manion, that day, he means what? Relax into every mind state. That one is so important. You don't read, you don't see, you miss. And Yuchan is also another one with the karmic path. Because he don't have that paramia to understand simple instruction or not. Yeah? She is so conditional. There's a lot of things I say, she cannot catch it one. But now, slightly better already. Then she asked. You are asking me, Alicia, just now he explained during the exercise, the hammer. He cannot catch it, cannot follow. Then I explained to her. Then after that I say, you are not mindful when you are doing this. To her it's like that. And so, but when you are mindful, you are aware, you silent everything. You know? That flow, that movement, the awareness and the thing is one. The breath follow. And when you go down, it's relaxed. One. There is no tension, nothing. One. Mindfulness is like that, very natural. So don't try to like want to be mindful. Relax, let it be, just do, walk. Then when it's stabilized, the mindfulness will be there. Like God alone. He know how to be with it. Then he know how to go and look at nature, contemplate, relax, that's silent. Then he feel the breeze, and then with the awareness feel, understand? If he is busy thinking, worrying, he cannot feel all these things, understand? Because you are preoccupied with your so-called thought process. Could be something disturbing you or worrying you. Then you are lost in thought, understand? Then you cannot, in that silent, creative nature environment, experience the pristine beauty and wonders of nature and life. And as that, those breeze coming, you cannot feel. To live life is to be with the moment, to experience all this pristine beauty and wonders of life. And that thing that comes is so soothing, even cheap, but it's so good. Well, that is what nature is. Then you understand. Can follow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Amy, anything else?
That's all. Rejoice with all the wholesome Dharma sharing of our
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Bless, rejoice too. Because she bring about condition for me to explain further. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you continue.
Part 3 meditation. 3.1. Question 1. Rajyo, why is it while in meditation, I can be at peace with most things like itchiness, etc., but only not with pain? Brother Dio answered, if you can endure itchiness, you should be able to endure pain also, because they are quite similar. It is the result of understanding via meditation. Not being at peace with pain could be due to your inability to relax into it via acceptance. That is, your mind has negative craving to push away that so-called painful sensation that you have labeled to be so. Hence, giving it the strength to become a hindrance of your mind, ill will. Your mind wants things your way, hence conditioning suffering in the mind when you cannot get what you want. You have to be silent. You have to silence your mind and investigate. Then you will understand what is going on. Meditation is to be done with understanding and not just to endure that pain without understanding. Inquire, why am I not peaceful and not silent? Understand the importance of the 5 spiritual faculties that are needed to counter the 5 hindrances of mind and the danger of allowing the hindrances of mind to be around. Then the answer will come to you through an understanding, and then you will know what to do. Try to just relax into the sensation and not labeling it as such to see what happens. Develop wisdom to free. Always remember, only wisdom frees.
Yeah, that one I repeated many times. Better get this into your whatever memory and understanding so that it will prop up. Because when you have a situation or you have something you think that is what can free you, then you check, is that wisdom? If that is knowledge, no way, I tell you. So you can give it a check. Okay. Next page.
Brother, can I share?
Can.
Yesterday, when I was meditating, I also had a headache. Not the continuous kind of headache. It was like stabbing pain.
Yeah.
Stop. After a while, it comes to it like that.
Yeah.
So at first, it was quite irritating. Because you know, suddenly when you're feeling peaceful, it comes out like that.
So then, that is the bodily condition. You continue.
But I try to relax into it. Then after a while, I realized that, like Paradis said, I was labeling it pain. Before that, I didn't, but I was trying to relax into it. But then the moment when I realized that I was labeling pain,
it, I
stopped doing so, and I just said, it's just a feeling.
Sensation. It's just a sensation.
Then later on, after a while, after the meditation, not immediately. Then I was doing the reading. No more already.
No more already. That's how mindfulness take over. Awareness take over. Then that thing gone. But this one is only the minor thing. If it's real chronic one, you must see doctor, you better see doctor. You don't go and think, if you still say, I silent. Now that don't need doctor already. When inside become chronic, that's why minor one, like flu or this thing, I can recover very fast. I know how to recover, I go to my nature. But cough, I cannot. You go to your nature, nothing can be done. So cough, I need to take something.
Because Father, this kind of headache I experienced before at home, and it can last me like one day or one and a half days.
Wow, that is gao lat.
Really gao lat.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe this one
is it migraine?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I never take any medicine for migraine before.
Oh, okay.
Not sure.
Cannot be migraine. Oh, migraine, very difficult. Oh, I don't know. I think cannot be using before. It's okay. Very good sharing. Thank you. You continue.
For the first Heart Sutra class and meditation class. Part 2, Heart Sutra Lesson 41. Emptying the Four Truths, page 91 to 98. 2.1 Definition. Way is path. Extinction is cessation. The seven mental factors of enlightenment, Sada Bhojanga, are: number 1, Sati, mindfulness or awareness. Number 2, Dhamma Vichaya, Dhamma investigation. 3, Virya, spiritual zeal or tenacity to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma. 4, Piti, spiritual joy or calmness or rapture. 5, Vasati, tranquility, still mind or silent mind without thought. Mind already trained. Initially, it can still stir because the latent tendencies or anusaya are not rooted out as yet. 6. Samadhi, a collected and unwavering mind that can see things as they are. 7. Upekkha, equanimity of mind, born of wisdom, no more grasping or clinging, and steering of mind and feeling at the moment of sense door contact will remain as pure feeling because there is wise attention or universal manasikara. Similarly, for perception, sankara, consciousness, etc. For the arahants, their five aggregates of form and mind are pure aggregates and non-grasping because of their wisdom. Their minds cannot get into trouble anymore because the arahants are no longer deluded. Understand the non-self or anatta nature of our form and mind, then there will be no more delusion to condition us into dukkha. When your grasping arises, you cease to have the enlightenment thought. The arahants still have outflow of thoughts, but no more ignorance. The wisdom is enough to liberate them from birth and death of their segmented life, the five aggregates of form and mind. 2.2, the Four Noble Truths. Chatari Arya Satcha. 1. Dukkha, suffering. 2. Samudaya, cause of arising of dukkha. 3. Nirodha, extinction or cessation of all dukkha, nibbana. 4. Magga, the way or path, noble eightfold path leading to the cessation of all dukkha. Part 3. Meditation. 3.1. Now I understand that pain is just another negative expression of the feeling that I dislike. So I just relax and let it be without any aversion. Question 1. Brother Dio, since the Cameron Highlands retreat, I am able to feel the different mind states in meditation, especially pain and other subtle emotions. Now I understand that pain is just another negative expression of the feeling that I dislike. So I just relax and let it be without any aversion towards it. The mind is now more at peace, and because of that, it effortlessly drops to the heart. And when this happens, there are no more obstacles and I feel hollow and free, neither feeling the energy nor anything for that matter. I am then able to sit much longer without any feeling of numbness or pain anymore in the legs.
This is very good. Understand? I cannot remember who this Kayamita is, but he progressed very well. This is what Manyuan realized today, understand? And the day earlier. So you continue to have this understanding. Don't create negative, what they call verbalization or what that thing is, to push it away, to create hindrance. Just relax and maintain awareness to be with it. Then something will happen. Then it will be gone. Because when you don't create mental hindrance, there is nothing to hinder your mind to enter the meditative state. So your sati will take over. That's why she described it very well. The feeling that I dislike, I just relax into it and let things be or let it be without any aversion towards it. The mind is now more at peace, and because of that, it effortlessly dropped to the heart. You realize now, last time it was at the head, at the forehead, the thinking there. Yeah, you see the breeze, so nice. So all this is possible if you know how to develop the correct understanding of the cultivation. And it's not difficult. Be simple, understand? Read and just understand the word. Don't try to use your conditioned thinking, oh, this one must be that one, because you have been taught other type of meditation. It is so normal and natural for heedless people who don't know meditation to label it. And the word says, in the past, this has been the teaching of Vipassana. No, pain, pain, pain. Everything was verbalized, verbalized, verbalized. Then later on, they realize, maybe not so correct, because people start to comment. Then they say, okay, don't verbalize. Just, actually supposed to be the word, just aware. But they don't know how to use that word. They say, don't verbalize. Just like that. Not, but don't verbalize. How to know without verbalizing? That's not, unless you have awareness, you're silent and go down and be with that sensation. This is the difference between understanding and non-understanding. Okay? You read the answer very good. The answer is very good.
Brother Dio answered, this is very good understanding, leading to a very good meditative experience that can stabilize one's insight. Most cultivators make the mistake of reacting to the tactile sensation that arises and label it as pain because of their mind's aversion towards that sensation. They do it without knowing that the moment they label it as pain, then a mental hindrance, ill will, has arisen. This mental hindrance of ill will hinder the mind from becoming peaceful. The lack of peace will condition the meditator to try to note or focus and concentrate the mind to push away the pain so as to become more peaceful. This is introducing thought into the meditation, hence no more heedfulness, because the doing of meditation is by the thought, which is actively trying to meditate to become peaceful. This is not knowing that you are already peaceful the moment you are silent and aware without thought, to just understand the truth and the reality of what is happening within the moment. You will start to understand how the form and mind can be conditioned into reacting to sense experiences via its own sakaya ditti or self-delusion to grasp onto the five aggregates of form and mind, as the I and the me. This is real insight born of sati that can see things as they are and understand what is going on there and then without any thought or thinking. Under Vedana Nupassana, the Buddha said, when there is feeling, whether pleasant, unpleasant or neutral, you must be aware. This awareness will enable you to understand how your mind via its own wrong views and opinions or self-delusion reacts to the sensation and label it as pleasant and unpleasant sensation or like and dislike, leading to the first two hindrances of mind. These hindrances of mind, which are sensual desire and ill will, are also part of the evil roots of greed and hatred. The moment the mind is aware of such delusion, the mind can just relax into the moment without any reaction. Meditation is not just about good, comfortable, peaceful, and beautiful meditation. It is about the development of wisdom to enable the mind to deal with all life situations without having to experience any more mental suffering.
Okay, the time is up. I think we stop here so that you all can go for your lunch. Those on duty, you can break. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.